Hi, I'm Ross Marone, a marketer, educator, and strategist who has spent the last 20 years exploring the intersection of creativity, data, and storytelling. I built this podcast for people who want to sharpen their marketing skills, whether they're new to the field or looking to level up. You're listening to the This Is Marketing podcast. So today we're going to be talking about AI in marketing. That's artificial intelligence in marketing. Now, if you're not using AI, the thing you might not know is you actually are kind of using AI in a lot of ways when it comes to different industries, different marketing fields. You may be using AI unintentionally, intentionally, maybe as a marketer, maybe as a consumer. In this episode, I really want to talk about some of the simplest forms of AI and how to get into using it for marketing, some of the tools you can use, some of the strategies, where to use it, how to use it. So if you're not using AI or you're just starting to get into using it, this podcast is really going to help you kind of go through some of the different elements. So the topics we're going to cover in this podcast is what AI actually is, but also what it's not, why marketers need to understand it now and later, what easy ways are there to use AI in your marketing workflow, which is really, for me, one of the biggest strategies that I've been able to kind of tap into and use it for, tools for content, research, email, data, and automation. Again, that's another big part of what I do. It's part of all the content that comes with my role. Real world use cases, so strategy, copywriting, audience analysis. There's a lot more to that. When AI can help and where you still need that human touch, which is a really important subject. And I really want to spend a little time talking about that AI is not going to replace us as marketers, but you're going to have to use to play along with it and get along with it. And then lastly, we're going to talk about tips to experiment without overhauling your entire process. And we all know how cumbersome that can be. So let's get right into it here. AI in marketing isn't about robots taking jobs. It's about tools enhancing your process. The more tools you use natural language processing or machine learning, it's going to speed up tasks. So the way that I've been able to really use this is we have a lot of documents over the years that we produced. It might be about our brand. It might be about our marketing strategy. It might even be proposals or policies or plans that we're working on. But the way to think of a learning model is if you're using ChatGPT, that's the one I use. It's the one I prefer. I do pay the smallest amount. I think it's like $20 a month right now. I pay that. And with that, what happens is there's a memory that gets stored. So because this is a learning language and it's a model that learns, what you put into it allows you to get a lot more out of it. So let's say you have a 30-page comprehensive brand document that outlines all the do's and don'ts of your brand. Tone, voice, look, feel, messaging, the elements to use with logos or not. You can actually upload that document into ChatGPT. It's going to digest it. It's going to understand it, and it's going to categorize it. What you can then do that from there is refer to that product or that upload and say, okay, in this PDF, I want you to tell me XYZ, and it'll do that for you. The problem with something like ChatGPT on a public scale is it's also going to go outside and look for things, especially if you add a broad-based question. So if I don't say, hey, about the visual standards I uploaded, what can you tell me about X? If I just say about visual standards, what can you tell me? It's going to maybe reference that document, but it's also going to go out across the internet and start pulling in other information. So there's a little bit of that. You know, if you've interacted with people that use AI or they're coaching you to use AI, they're going to tell you all the time, check it for accuracy. And that's so true. So even in your prompts, and that's really where becoming a great AI user exists, is understanding how to prompt it, understanding how to give it the information it needs to digest to become a learning model that can spit information back to you. So we talk about machine learning and speeding up tasks. We can upload all of the documents that exist within our ecosystem, especially in marketing. And by doing that, now it understands, you know, maybe 5 years worth of stuff that we put together, now understands in its model. So what I like to do is make sure that I have all the documents within a certain chat. With the pay version I have, there is a projects kind of tool you could put in. It's almost like a folder. And then under that, you could have chats about the project. So I create a project that's about one thing. And maybe it's, for example, creating a marketing strategy for the next 12 months. So I'll put all of the documentation I want it to be referenced to and referred to in that folder. But also within the chats, I can reference that material. So I'll start a chat. I'll say, I'm uploading a bunch of documents here. I want you to reference these and any of the questions I ask within this project. And it's going to update its memory and take that lesson and move forward. But this isn't AI taking over what I need to tell it to do. I still need to conceptualize what we've done in the past, what's worked, and how we're going to use that. Now, you can upload multiple documents. So maybe I have reports that came out after I ran a plan. I could put that in there and then analyze that as well. So that's the way to think about getting started with AI. What are you going to give it to understand who you are? And don't be afraid to talk with AI. I know it sounds weird. Don't be afraid to have a conversation explaining who you are, what your role is, what your strengths are, where you need improvement, where you need the tools help. You know, when it comes to writing, I always need grammar, spelling. I need those kind of things checked. So I always reference that in what I type, like make sure you're checking this for spelling and grammar. Don't be afraid to reroute my words around, use better words, use less words. But then if I see it doing something that's not me, like maybe it's using a word I never use, I'll tell it, don't use that word. Or maybe it starts, you can tell AI writing by a couple of features. Some of the repetitive words they use, chat really likes to use 3-word examples. So it's going to be this, that, and that. It'll always create lists like that. It uses a lot of hyphens. When you see that in language or in things you're reading now, and you might see more of it, you could pretty much bet that's using AI. You can tell AI not to use hyphens or to make lists like that, and it's going to understand it. But what I've also noticed is it still lets some things come through. So AI needs us to guide it, but you have to give it the information you want it to know about ahead of time. Think about if you were sitting down with a new employer and you were going to give them all of the stuff to understand what it is you do in your office or what it is you do as a person. That's what you want to give to AI. And that's a strategy I follow, and that's true for any of the projects I use it with. But that's how to really get started with it. Now, why does it matter now to be a part of AI? Well, like any technology, especially we've all experienced social media, it moves very fast and AI is rapidly changing. It's becoming a standard in marketing platforms. Google Ads uses it now. Meta's been using it. HubSpot has it integrated in. So if you're going to use these tools, you need to understand how they work. And by using something like ChatGPT or any one of them, you could use Google's product, you could use Microsoft's product. I'm just kind of biased to ChatGPT because it's what I got started using. And as the models upgraded and updated, I've stuck with it. So, and all of my documents are in there. So if I needed to reference something I'm working on, there's a good chance it's already helped get me where I'm at with it. So understanding how to use it gives you a competitive edge. And because right now there's so much moving fast with it, getting on the ground now and realizing and figuring out where it works for you is really important. I always say AI for me, if you ever had anyone ever tell you like, oh man, I wish we could clone you and just that way we could double your capacity and get more work done. That's honestly what AI has become for me. It's allowed me to kind of clone a version of myself, understanding the things about marketing that I do, the tactics I use, why I use them, my preference on things, preference on design, preference on writing. You know, as marketers, that's where we bring a uniqueness and kind of a flavor to what it is we do. And beyond your strategy, you're able to kind of use AI then to understand that and become a clone of you, so to speak. But I've come to a point now where it's spitting out things that I would have typed and it sounds like me, it looks like me, but it's bringing in so much more knowledge that I'm like, oh, I definitely would have forgot about that, but that's a real thing that needs to be in here. So it's making me more efficient. It's making the work I do more efficient. I'm getting a lot more tasks done in a timely manner, especially things where I have to write a lot. So I think for that purpose, there's no more reason to get on it than now is to just start creating a baseline in it. So if you want to get started with AI tools, I'll give you an example. ChatGPT is really good. There's other things out there. I've used something called copy.ai before. I was doing a lot of website content writing at a time where I was building out a very large website, a lot of program pages involved in it, a lot of detailed intricacy things. So I used copy AI for that. What I really liked about that one was it understood right away that brand voice was a thing. And there's actually a section of it to kind of coach into brand voice. You could put information there, and then that way it's always run through that section before it answers other stuff. So copy AI is really good for first drafts, ideas, summaries. And then you could take something from that and bring it into ChatGPT to kind of just re-synergize it towards what you're working for. So I use that. It sounds like I don't use these tools as much, but MailChimp does have AI integrated to it. You're going to see almost every digital product integrate with AI. It's super easy to integrate AI tools. One thing that I'm doing right now is learning how to put a repository of information into a learning model that's kind of encapsulated in itself. So when I explained how to set these things up, think of the folder. Well, now you can think of it as anything you put in that folder, that's all AI reads. It doesn't go outside of it. So the learning model has to learn by user engagement. So if you have a document that's maybe a sales document, or think of like a technical piece that maybe outlines how an engine runs or something like that, you can upload that whole document and just ask questions to it. So when you're thinking about policies or procedures or visual standard guides or brand guidelines, putting that in something that AI can interact with and then creating the public-facing version of that. And let me tell you, it's much easier than you think it is to put together. Some really great tools. I'm using N8N right now to build this kind of system just to test it, but I'm doing it with a rather large, it's about a 500-page document that I've been working on that outlines an academic master plan. And so I uploaded it to this in its draft form, and I'm able to query against it and say, okay, what's the policy on X? And it's gonna pull it right out of that document and nowhere else. So think of AI as that possibility too. So from a marketing standpoint, maybe you have a repository of logos or things that are used. You can use this tool in such a way, or you could use AI in such a way to build those kind of, I call them like a one room house. That's all that's in it, and that's all you can experience. It's all right there. So definitely something worth looking into, but you're gonna see that happen. There's image creation, there's Canva has AI now, DALL-E has it for blog and social visuals. And then there's also scheduling, which is something I'm just starting to look at getting into because I have so many meetings going on and outside of work with life and everything else, just so many meetings and schedule things I need to do. So there's tools like that to help you do scheduling. But on a social media side, there's also things like Buffer, which has been around for a long time. That's actually what's on my microphone here. Buffer has AI suggestions and integrations now. So look for those tools to come out. And when you see them pop up, immediately start interacting with them. It's going to have, usually these tools have tips, tricks, how to get started. Really just jump into that and see where you can get with it. I think for me, with where I realized right away AI has a huge capacity in marketing is with data and research applications. So using AI for audience segmentation insights from even Google Analytics 4, maybe a CRM, any kind of systems you have integrated internally, a Salesforce, being able to pull out data in multiple sets of data and correlate it together has been one of the easiest things I've been able to do. Pulling down my Google Analytics, pulling down maybe my Disney ad spend, pulling down my Google AdWords spending, and then looking at something like an application list. And I'm talking in higher ed because that's my main job. But comparing that to an application list and saying, okay, because these are all time-based, I have that schedule or the time stamp on everything, what are some correlations that are any anomalies in this data? And I can upload all those sets to ChatGPT and then ask it those questions. What do you see? What are the things you see in this? And then it'll come back and report out those things. Now, again, I do run into some issues with consistency where it might say one thing and then I know that's not to be true, so I'll check on it. And sure enough, it's confusing two data sets together. But once you can clarify that, because you could go back and just say, hey, this data set's incorrect the way you framed it. It's really this. This is what you were looking for. Boom, memory updated. We're ready to go. So being able to pull in those kind of things and run analysis against it is true. So if you work with an analysis, the questions you ask them, if you put those documents up in the ChatGPT, it could be the questions you ask it. And that's an example of where an analyst might not become the necessary position you need anymore because now you have a tool that will do it for you. You can automate things, you could set up reports, it'll help you design. If you wanted to use Python and design a Python program that was web-based, that pulled in this information through APIs, you can use ChatGPT to really design that whole thing, put all the programming together and make all the connections. I've gone down a really deep path of that. And when I was able to achieve it, I ran into some issues with APIs, so I backed out. But that is where you really have a great opportunity to get started beyond just the querying and giving it the insights in yourself and maybe the documentation from around the office or your strategies. Really diving into the analysis side is a huge, huge opportunity. AI is in Google Sheets now, so you could use that. And you're going to see it coming in Excel where it can maybe do some of the algorithms for you or figure out some of the formulas you're putting in. But that's really where it's at. And then I've also had a lot of success with survey data. When you get these large amounts of qualitative data that you got to kind of dig through and maybe you're not codifying it, but maybe you're trying to figuring out like, hey, what are some of the themes that are emerging from this? Or what's the feedback on this subject? You can upload all of that information right back up into AI and it's going to digest it and start to do those things for you. It'll say like, here's the themes that are coming out. Here's the topics. Here's the most used word in your feedback. And then being able to analyze those results, summarize them, and then put together personas of the individuals and what they answered, what was said. And then from there, moving forward into a plan of like, okay, what's this tell us about X? What is this survey answered about this thing? And then it's gonna run all that for you, and it runs it in seconds. So just really strategy-wise from a marketing seat, it's how can I analyze data better? How can I start to build strategies off of the data? And how can I move down a path with this where I don't forget things and I could go back and ask questions that it remembers for me? And that's where AI has slid in right away to my day-to-day. So I would say 90% of my day, I'm engaged with AI at some point, doing something. And when it comes to marketing strategy, that's where we don't get replaced, right? I have a certain set of things I like to do. The way I approach launching a product or maybe marketing a service or creating a sales funnel online and connecting all the dots. I have ways of and techniques I've learned over the years of doing that. But now what I can do is use AI to help me organize that, to schedule it, to create documents about it, to put out the actual content of it. So I don't have to spend as much time writing content. I could focus on the strategy behind deploying the content. So that's where I would say and suggest to you is think about everything you do during the day and start to use AI and say, here's the task I'm working on. Where can you help me and what do you need from me? And you're going to start engaging right away. And now you're building up this sense of what it is you're doing. When it comes to strategy development, you can simply go into AI and explain what product you sell or what service or what business you work for and ask ChatGPT to outline a campaign idea, complete with platforms, goals, personas. And what it's going to do is build all that for you. It's going to organize it. And then you can keep telling it like, okay, let's expand the persona into two personas. I want this version. It'll do it. Once that's back to you, you can get it to a point where you create KPIs, how you're going to measure it, timelines of things, content calendars. And then at the end of the day, it's going to say, okay, do you want this in a Word doc? You could say yes, and it'll literally present it in a Word doc. And now you're working within a Word doc of all the stuff that was put together. That's usually my kind of routine is to get everything done, get it put together, let it spit out the document for me. And if the formatting, it's not always great. And I'll tell you right off the bat, ChatGPT does a terrible job with images. If you go in there and give it an image and try to tell it to recreate it or develop something like an infographic for you, it just is not there yet. It will be, it's just not there now. So really, really think deep. But I have used it in an image way of saying like, hey, I have to create a presentation of these things. Like I have to report on these elements. What are some conceptual ways I could think about displaying this in a PowerPoint or in an infographic? And it'll give me at least enough to get dangerous with it so I could go back and do it myself. So definitely an opportunity there. But if you're going to work on strategy, it understands the principles behind a marketing strategy. You don't have to explain that. It has the internet of resource to pull from. So you need to fit it into certain things. And if there's certain techniques, certain books or authors or marketing people you like, tell it that. Like, I really like this marketer's perspective on this thing. It's going to know what you're talking about. And then you could say, I want you to adapt this plan to be reflective of that, but using our stuff with these tactics and techniques and strategies and KPIs, and boom, it's going to put it together. So when you're doing strategy development, really lean into it. Really rely on it to kick out what you want. And when you come up to a roadblock on something, let it do some of the ideation for you. Like, I need to come up with an idea for this. I want 10 examples of how I can approach this. It's going to give you 10. Maybe 5 of them are good. You say, these are the 5 I like. I want you to develop 5 more based on these 5, and let's go from there. Just keep walking down paths. Keep taking the fork in the road. Keep asking more questions and seeing where it gets you. So that's a lot of reliance on AI, but let's talk about when not to rely on AI, right? So when do we know that we can't use it or we don't want to use it for one reason or another? Use it to speed up ideation, but not to replace the strategy or authenticity of your product or brand. So I have noticed that if I have a brand statement or something like that, and I'm working in some context of maybe writing a blog or writing some content for a website or a brochure, whatever it is, or even an ad, digital ads, I might say, hey, I need, you know, this kind of content put together. And what are some ideas? Like, what's a good brand message to make? And it's going to be all over the board. So you need to think as a marketer, how do we build brands, right? We want it to come from the customer's voice. What are we known for? How would a worker in our business explain the brand? How's an outsider going to explain the brand? And so you can bring that anecdotal information that you know about in and say, like, here's how we talk about our brand. Here's what we say about it. And yet you want it to follow those guidelines. What you don't want to get into is allowing it to run with it and just come up with whatever, because it's going to be all off base. So keep the authenticity, and you're going to get a sense from AI that it writes in a certain way. So you can lose some brand sense if you allow it to do too much of that. So really lean into the fact that what you want to do is get AI to a place where it understands your tone and voice. That's why something like copy AI works really well. But don't let it replace that authenticity. And as I mentioned earlier, always fact check and review for tone and fit. AI doesn't know if your audience likes what you're saying, and they don't know your audience like you do. So really rest on yourself to be assured that you know what you're saying, and make sure that everything it kicks out, you're checking on it for. So how could you start today? Lastly, right? How can we start with AI today? So pick a workflow is what I would say. It could be a, how do we launch a product? How do we write an email? How do we write an email subject? It could be that granular. Start with a workflow and add a tool. Use ChatGPT, go in and say, okay, I'm writing an email campaign. It's about this. If you already have the copy, give it to it and say, hey, can you refine the copy? But also based on this copy, I want to come up with two headlines I could test the subjects in an A-B test and maybe MailChimp or whatever mail platform you're using. It'll come back and give you two, but if you say, I want to look at eight, it's going to give you eight, and then you pick two. That's a great workflow. It's simple. You already have the email. Take something you've already did. Hey, we sent this email. We had a really bad open rate on it. Can you analyze it and see what maybe we could have done differently? Is there something in the subject? Should we put words in? Should we have added an image? Whatever it is, can you analyze this and give me some best practices? It's going to do it, give you best email practices, but it's also going to give it based on what you gave it. So it's going to come back and say, well, now this is wrong. You might want to do this. Maybe put a headline sooner in your subject line. Use emojis. Don't use emojis. You don't get to the point. There's no call to action. Whatever it is, it's going to tell you. So get that workflow and do it. But then you could get as complicated as, hey, I want to be able to design a workflow that pulls in report data from three different APIs, ingests it into something using like Python. And then we're going to want to report on that. I want to run a regression model against it to see, you know, over time what happens if there's different attributes of things that move in. And guess what? It's going to do it for you. And I say that because I've done it. I've built a regression model with through APIs from different sources using ChatGPT and Python, where ChatGPT, I told it what I was looking to do. It gave me all the code and the connections with APIs to actually build the model myself. So yeah, you do need probably a little bit more technical background, which I can understand Python. I know how it works. I know the principles of it and the premise of it. I do not program in it, but I know enough of that to actually go in and let ChatGPT write the programming for me and understand how the workflow is going and what I need to do. But even at that kind of intermediate level, we'll call it beginner, I wouldn't say that as a newbie, like no experience whatsoever, you can't go in the AI and say, I don't understand how Python works and how I can use it as a marketer. Explain it to me like I'm five. The explain it to me like I'm five is my favorite thing about any AI, because it's going to give you something back that you still might not understand. And you're like, man, am I the world's biggest idiot? Or do I just really not know this? And I always go back and say, will you explain this to me like I'm five? And it does the best job of explaining it to me in context as if I'm five, which I can then just go back and say, okay, now I understand, because that's usually what happens. I walk away knowing exactly what, I'll reread the thing that was made for an adult, and now it makes sense to me. So really get into it with that mindset that it is your assistant. It's the clone of you. It's there to help you. Don't be afraid of it. I just said this in higher ed this past week in a room full of academics. I said, we cannot be afraid of AI. We need to figure out how to embrace it immediately and get it in all of our curriculum, because it's going to be so important for every industry. And it's not a matter of cheating using it. It's going to feel that way because you're doing things a lot faster and it feels like, man, I'm cheating right now. I'm hacking the system. But when it comes to curriculum and in the classroom, if you're going to be using these tools to help solve issues in the real world, you need to learn to help it solve the issues of the classroom. So from a student perspective, you need to be able to hack through it. And maybe that's the basic premise you get from it, how to hack things, right? How do I I was always a good kid in high school reading books that was like, I need to go through the Cliff Notes. I always had the Cliff Note version and I never read the book. I always read the Cliff Notes because I always wanted to get it done faster. I'm not going to sit here and read Romeo and Juliet. Just tell me what happens and I'll explain it to you. And so AI to me has always been that. Like, it's going to help me figure out things faster. And although academics right now is going to say it's all cheating, it's not. It's learning to use the tool for what the industry is going to have you using it for anyway. I do agree. There's a fine line between having general knowledge and understanding of how things work and understanding that there's a way to get it done without understanding how it works. So use it in that sense here as well. You know how to do a social media calendar. How can you use this tool to do it for you? Figure that part out and solve that. So we've picked a workflow. We're going to sit there. Keep a very good file of prompts. When you hit a prompt that gives you back the answer you're looking for, store that somewhere. Maybe create an Excel file, maybe create another chat where you're just storing your prompts and putting in like why I like this prompt or what response you got. When you learn how to prompt, you learn how to use AI. And I've gotten much better at it. I'm nowhere near where I think I need to be with it, but I've learned so much through the tool and the answers it's provided me that I said, okay, I know now when I'm doing a new data set and a new chat, I need to give context first. I need to give expectations where I'm heading. Then I'm going to upload my documents. Then I'm going to query against those documents. And we're going to work to build from there to get to a final product that I can get in a certain way. At the same time, I'm thinking about what that end product is. What do I expect to achieve right now using AI? And when I get to that point, now I got something to work with. So if you're going to keep the track of what it is you're prompting with, make sure you always have that end goal in mind. And then what you can do is maybe a two-part way on this, right? First draft with AI, refine with human, which you're going to realize AI is going to get you really close. What else you can do to help you with yourself, and I think this is where the model in higher education is going to work, give me your first draft as a human, and then let's run it through AI. Because it shows me that you either have a baseline understanding of what you're doing with the content we're working on or whatever, but then AI is going to come in to do the refining to it. It's going to give in and fill in the gaps you don't know about. And I always think about this when I'm working on a document that includes something I don't understand. When that gets pulled in, it makes sense to me in the document, but I will always start another conversation saying, can you explain more about what it is you pulled in? What's the history of it? What do I need to know about it? What should I understand about it? I let it fill in that context for me and then I move forward. So you could either go AI first, human second, or human first, AI second. But no matter which way you do it, you're going to realize that you're better together. So that's maybe the whole premise here with AI and marketing is that we are going to be better together and it's not going anywhere. The government is going to swoop in and say, we're getting rid of AI, it's too dangerous. It's not, it's a huge, valuable tool. But where I can say they're gonna do is say, we're gonna use this for everything and all industries are gonna shift towards using AI to help solve things. There is gonna be a lot of jobs out there that do become obsolete because you now have a computer that can run the algorithms and do the powering behind it and do the analysis. What you're gonna see is a shift of what it is we do where AI has replaced us and we're gonna be still in control. And that's what I see now is I'm completely in control of all of the marketing I do. I still need to go into the programs. I still need to put the credit card information in. But when I'm building out the programming side of it, I'm guiding it, but I'm letting it do some of the legwork for me, the grunt work, where I might hire an editor or a copywriter. I don't have to do that anymore. They're gonna be really hurting. Don't wait too long for the next example of that with journalists. You're already seeing it. You get on a news site and you realize once you read through something that had really good information, it was made by AI. So that's going to be an industry, but don't be afraid of it. As marketing people, we need to be in it. So this is kind of a very beginner look into this. It's a beginner thought. It's going to grow. There's going to be different avenues. And if we get in now on the ground level, you're never going to be playing catch up like everyone else is that's 5 years from now starting their career. You're going to be the one coaching them on it, how we use it. So there's never a time like the now, and that's true with our industry all the time. It's very important right now. So get into AI, start working with it. If you have questions, comments, agreements, disagreements, I love to hear them. Find me on Twitter at Ross Marone, or you could look up the This Is Marketing podcast. You're going to find me that way. Or you can just hit me up with some comments. If you want to give a review, which you're listening on, love to see that. This is also on YouTube, so I'm over there. You can interact with me there. If you're here on YouTube, thank you for watching. But if you're on the podcast side of it, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.